are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Mostly fashion with a hint of bridal and dash of lifestyle. Today the show is brought to you by Fashology.com. Welcome back, Next on Scene. Today we have an awesome guest, Girl Boss, who's going to be on the line in a few moments, the founder of Busy Bostonians, Sarah Motzkin. We are going to be learning all about her latest services, how she can be your concierge, and more. So we are especially going to learn, for all the brides-to-be like myself, she is starting a whole new side of her business to help with bridal assistance, thank you cards, returns, all of the stuff, including engagement parties, all the stuff that you really don't have time for. That's what Sarah's there for. So she is your right hand throughout the whole process. So stay tuned and we'll be back in a few moments with Sarah Motzkin. All right, Next on Scene, I officially have Sarah on the line. Hey, Sarah, how are you today?
Hi, good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Good. I'm so excited to have you and tell our audience about your new amazing venture of being a girl boss that you've been doing for a little while. So tell us what a concierge is.
So concierge is about helping people save time, de-stress, taking things off of their to-do list. I really can help in all kinds of different areas, whether it be running errands, planning events, my newest venture, bridal concierge. Over the holidays, my big thing was gift baskets for people, holiday shopping, and gift wrapping.
I love that. I love that. So you did you use a lot of the local businesses in the area?
Yes. That's one thing that I like to kind of use as something that sets me apart from others is I use local vendors. Even with saying, if somebody is from Beverly, I like to go to Beverly and check out some of the local shops there. So they're giving back to the community in which they live and work in. But yeah, lots of local vendors. And I just think it just adds a unique flair to the basket, especially if somebody doesn't know of that in their area, a new place for them to go visit now too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so, I love that little touch, you know, I love shopping small. I'm all about that. So how did you even get into this concierge business?
My background is in fashion management and human resources. And it was really in human resources that I developed my love for service. I loved helping the employees accomplish their goals and watching them thrive and know that I just had a little bit of play in that just from helping them out and giving them encouragement along the way. I have had two kids since being in the corporate world and decided I wanted to take my career path in a different direction, but still wanted to focus on the service piece of it, combining my love for helping others, planning events, being creative, and that's when Busy Bostonians was founded. I have so many different interests, and I kind of took them all together and thought I could help people in those areas.
Of course. So I obviously know that we're focusing now too on your new bridal venture, but what do you find is a common thing that people come to you for in general?
I kind of have three main areas. Baskets have been crazy this year, from different corporate companies coming to me. Oh, so-and-so just had a baby, so-and-so had surgery. And one of my favorite gift baskets was somebody that was for somebody in New York, and they thought they were going to get this huge basket full of Patriots gear. And I just asked the client, what does this person love? What are their interests? And I said, they love the New York Mets, they love to golf, and they can't wait to get back to golfing. So we put a gift basket together that was golfing magazines, New York Mets golf balls, a golf towel that had New York Mets on it, and then some fun cookies from a local place here. And the thank you note that came back was, this was the best gift basket I received. Again, they thought it was going to be all a bunch of Patriot stuff they weren't even going to like, but it was personal to them. So gift baskets have been huge, and I've loved doing them. I have a couple ongoing clients that they just kind of call me up, hey, can you run to the town hall and grab this for my business? Hey, I need help making these phone calls. That and just little errand running here and there.
Right. No, it's awesome. So you're basically their right hand. throughout the whole process.
I get text messages all the time. Hey, can you go do this? Can you go do that? And that works with my personal and business life to not always be having to do something, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. I can kind of fit everything in as it's convenient for both the client and for myself, but making sure things get done on time.
Right. Do you find a lot of clients kind of call you on the spot, or do they give you notice at all?
Oh, gosh, I have a little bit of both. I'll have clients that will call me at, 10 a.m. Hey, can you run into Newton and can you be here by 10:30? I'm like, I don't even think that's possible if there's no traffic. So it's definitely on the fly, but if I am available, I'm always happy to do it. If not, I try to figure out a better time within that day if the client has flexibility. And then I have some clients that, give me 2 or 3 months notice for things. So it's kind of all over the place, but if I can make myself or somebody else available to help, I always try to.
No, that's so great. I love it. So, of course, now I want to focus more on the bridal segment of what you're doing because this is a newer venture. So tell us a little bit about that in a hub. So what specifically have you done for brides so far? What are you looking more to do and offer so that our audience can learn more about it?
Yeah, so I love event planning. A lot of my experience has been with birthday parties, corporate events, and I loved planning my own wedding. And that kind of got me into wanting to help others. Some different things that I've done so far, planning little bridal showers, helping out with brides write thank you notes, whether it be after, they get engaged, writing thank you notes for anything they might have gotten, showers, even weddings, just doing those returns. I think one of the most popular things I've returned are like shoes and accessories. People go buy lots of different options, figure out what's going to work best with the dress, earrings, not really sure what their hair is going to be, so they have lots of options. And then there's, time restrictions on returns, and after the wedding, those things are just put to the back burner. So those have been kind of the different things that I've been doing for brides. My little slogan is, your I do is my to-do.
I love that.
So once you say I... Once you say I do, make a to-do list for me, and I can help you out with that. I can do anything as far as from, helping to plan the whole event to just, helping out with some of those little odds and ends.
No, I absolutely love that. And, it's such a time saver. Even before you came on the line when I was doing an intro, it's like you help save brides time, Because, they already have enough on their plate as is.
Right. Oh, exactly. And once you're done with the whole process, you kind of exhale. It's like, oh, but I have all these things I still have to clean up.
Right.
And that's kind of where I come in to help with that.
No, that's so awesome. I absolutely love it. And I know, we were talking about this earlier prior to the show, but you are going to be in a bridal show, right? Coming up next weekend.
Yes. It's a Massachusetts event and bridal show at the Shriners Arena in Wilmington. It's going to be January 6th and 7th, so I'll have a booth there. But I'm excited to, let brides there know about these great services I have, and hopefully I can help them out.
Of course, of course. All right, so we're going to play a quick little game. I'm just going to have a few quick questions, but I would love your opinion once already being a bride and working with brides. So first, when it comes to thank you notes, what is a must-have that every bride should do?
Oh, goodness. Can I have three? Three must-haves?
Whatever you... Well, there could be three. There doesn't just have to be one.
Okay, so I think a cue card, a great pen, and personalized return labels.
That's good. That's really good. I like the personalized return labels. That is very time-saving.
Yes.
So when it comes to returning items, what is one of the most popular items that gets returned?
Shoes, for sure.
Really?
Yes.
So what, like the wedding shoes?
I would say not necessarily the wedding shoes, but as far as when I go out and do returns, they have too many shoes, so I go return those shoes.
Ah.
Are you talking about after the wedding, they used it, but they won't want to return it?
Right. That makes sense. And with your party planning background, how much time do you recommend to book an engagement party, a bridal shower? How much of a time frame should people book that in advance?
I would say it kind of depends. I mean, a month to, you know, 6 weeks is really good. Just to be able to lock down the places and the vendors people really want. A lot of times, though, with engagement parties, everybody wants to celebrate right away. So a couple weeks is doable, but about a month is fabulous. And even longer, too, because sometimes couples get engaged and they actually go right off to an engagement party that maybe parents have planned, and that's always nice if you have a couple months to plan that.
But totally.
Really, we can make anything work. Yeah.
Good job, Sarah. Good answers to the questions. That was, like, fast and on point. Thank you for that.
Absolutely.
So, aside from, you know, working with the brides with returns and thank you cards, what is one other thing that you find that is a must-have that brides actually probably need assistance with that they don't think about?
Oh, gosh. Maybe just having, honestly, somebody else to talk to run ideas by. That's not their mom, that's not their sister or a family member, so that they don't feel like they're going to be hurting somebody's feelings.
That is good advice. That is really good advice. Because, you know, I'm going through the process myself, and, like, family, there's always family drama.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people don't realize it, but, like, it actually is a huge part of wedding planning. Like, yes, it absolutely is. Don't you agree?
Huge part. Like, between, my mom likes this dress, but I really like this dress, and I don't want to hurt her feelings. And, well, obviously you want your parents and brothers and sisters and all of that to be a part of the process. There are sometimes you just need to have somebody help you make the decision or even say, like, oh, I'm going to ask Sarah this. We're going to see what her suggestions are, and then I'm going to go with one of hers. Even just saying it right out there so people don't feel like, oh, she's not taking my advice, and then feelings get hurt. Because after the wedding, everybody's still family, and you don't want to ruin relationships.
Totally. What advice would you give to brides, you know, going through the whole process yourself, what advice would you give to brides on their actual wedding day?
Oh, take it all in. Somebody gave me the advice when I was getting married was, obviously a lot of weddings, not all, but have, you know, champagne and alcohol and different things. Have one drink and then that's it. Enjoy your wedding. Walk around. Look at all of the little details you put in to your wedding and enjoy every moment. Because when people say it flies by, it flies by.
Right. It's so crazy. It's like even with the holidays, like Christmas was over in like 10 seconds, it felt like, right?
It's over. Yeah, it's over. Yeah, Christmas is over. And I'm like, wait, we did so much for that and it's over. And it is. It's like the next day you wake up, you're like, wait, it's over?
Right.
I want to redo the whole day again. So taking the time and the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed that night, just taking it all and spending time with the people that you really haven't, maybe you haven't seen in a while, or you just were so excited to celebrate this special day with them. Just remembering all of that is huge.
No, I love that. Thank you for that. That was inspiring. It's true. I feel like time passes too fast in general. So when you just take that one moment to really realize and that be present, that's really impacting.
Exactly.
So what is a New Year's resolution you have for yourself? Share.
Oh, gosh. Less is more.
Love it.
Less.
Love
less
it.
Stuff.
No, that's a really good one. Simple, to the point.
Yeah, I've spent the last week, my parents lived in Chicago, and they came out here, and I was trying to get the house ready for them. And I realized I have so much stuff. And so I spent the last month organizing, getting rid of stuff, and trying not to bring so much stuff in, and just enjoying what I have, and it's not about the things. It's about people and experiences. That's my motto for 2018.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Less is more with Sarah Motzkin. That is perfect. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on today, Sarah. So tell our audience where they can follow you on social media and inquire for any business.
Yeah, so I have a Facebook page, Busy Bostonians, as well as a Busy Bostonians Instagram page. I do have a Twitter. I'm trying to get more active on Twitter, so you can follow me there also at Busy Bostonians. And I also have just launched a new website with a new logo and look at busybostonians.com.
You have it there, folks, busybostonians.com. Mostly fashion with a hint of bridal and dash of style. Fashology.com. Thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in to Next On Scene. Our next guest is Sarah Hawkins, who is the founder of True North Business Management. We are going to learn all about how you change ideas into things that you accomplish and get them done. So stay tuned. We will be recording with her next week. We will also be interviewing David Tutera, and we have an awesome up-and-coming singer, songwriter, Charlie, who we will be sharing more about next week on social media. Stay up to date at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene.